This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, thousands of Palestinians are in the streets of Gaza celebrating the ceasefire that they see as a victory over Israel. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding, though moments ago, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Hamas against any rocket fire, saying Israel would respond to that with a new level of force. Our Joseph Krauss is in Jerusalem on the ceasefire.
A ceasefire took effect early on Friday after 11 days of heavy fighting between Israel and the Islamic militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza. The ceasefire seems to have stopped both the Palestinian rocket attacks and Israeli airstrikes. Things have been quiet since it took effect at 2 a.m.
It's afternoon now in Gaza. President Biden is welcoming the ceasefire.
I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy.
Have we turned the corner on COVID? There are fewer deaths and the number of infections is down to the lowest level since last June. But there's debate about who's supposed to wear a face mask and when. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The supermarket chain Kroger becomes the latest to announce that it's no longer requiring customers or workers to wear face masks in states where mandates have been lifted. Some workers are celebrating, but others have been posting concerns they still could catch the coronavirus from unvaccinated customers or coworkers.
The CDC says only people who are fully vaccinated should dump the masks, and they can do that in most circumstances indoors and out, says the CDC. Nearly one-third of federal correctional officer jobs in this country are vacant, forcing prisons to use cooks, teachers, nurses, and other workers to guard inmates. This is AP News. CNN says the Trump Justice Department seized a reporter's records. Here's our Mike Gracia.
The Justice Department under the Trump administration secretly obtained phone records covering a period between June 1st and June 31st, 2017, of CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr, according to CNN. The Justice Department confirms the records were formally sought last year. CNN President Jeff Zucker said in a statement, CNN strongly condemns the secret collection of any aspect of a journalist's correspondence, which is clearly protected by the First Amendment. The revelation comes 2 weeks after the Washington Post disclosed that last year, the Justice Department seized phone records belonging to three current and former Post journalists. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment is down to a new pandemic low. That's according to the Labor Department. Jobless claims have dropped in five of the past 6 weeks, a sign the economy is strengthening. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.